the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, despite often hearing that our economy is at full employment, employers often talk about a considerable skills gap in Ireland when they're trying to hire the right people. Generation Ireland is a charity that is aiming to bridge that gap. They run skills boot camps, which aim to connect people who face barriers to employment with high demand roles in tech and the green energy sectors. We're joined by its executive director in Ireland, Ronan Harbison, and Generation Ireland graduates, Matthew Marr and Jordan Malloy, to hear a bit more. You're all very welcome to the programme. Ronan, I'll start with you. Just how does this programme work and who are you aiming it at?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Richard, Generation is a charity that was actually established to solve the skills gap crisis for matching skills training to the jobs that employers are really looking for. And the people that this is aimed at is people who are underrepresented in society, but also to employers who really need diverse talent for the jobs that they're trying to fill.
So some of the people that you're aimed at might be those who are not at work at the moment, or maybe underemployed. They're only working part time.
You're absolutely right. It is predominantly for people who are unemployed, which is about 85%, and then also underemployed, which is also really, really critical, because there's around 140,000 people who are underemployed in Ireland.
Okay. Matthew, just you went through the programme. Just tell us a bit about your circumstances before the programme. You had been in college.
Well, yeah. So I was in college back a considerable amount before even the COVID pandemic. And I just ended up dropping out. I wasn't showing up. And, you know, anytime you hear that from anybody, it never ends well. I think the autonomy that I got of, you know, switching from school to college, not having that pressure that teachers would have usually pushed on you, I started to not show up. I just completely failed my second year. And going into the COVID pandemic, I just drifted for a long while, but it did give me a time to resolve.
And that sense of drifting and dropping out, do you think it had to do with the college course that you chose, and this is not for me, or this whole experience is not for me, I'd rather do something else? Or was it just things that were going on in your own life?
I think it was a bit of a mix of everything, to be honest. I definitely had, as I was going to say, some like unresolved issues in my head, which the COVID pandemic did give me a time to solve. And towards the end of pandemic in 2021, I was actually planning to start going back into college. But right before the close-off date, I got cold feet. And that's actually when I found Generation. And the first thing I thought is, this sounds too good to be true. They're offering a free course where I can just, you know, it's a 12-week course. I can hop into this, and they're saying they've got a really high employment rate.
And what did you study?
So when I was in college, I was studying computing.
And in Generation?
In Generation, I did the IT support course. It was actually the second one ever for Dublin. So this was back in 2021 leading into 2022.
And how are things going for you now?
They're going fantastic. So shortly after I finished the course, actually, I was hired by AIB with the help of Generation, actually. And I've been there for 2.5 years now. It's fantastic. I work with great people.
And you're enjoying it. Jordan, what about yourself? You had studied social care.
Yes. So before the course now, I was doing social care. And I was at SNA for 5 years or so, just on and off. So I always kind of wanted to get into technology because it was always kind of an interest of mine. And so I was in the intro office, actually, and a very kind lady pointed me in the direction of Generation. She said that it was a new enough course that was available for people like myself who were looking to get into tech. And so I just...
And were you unhappy with the job that you had? Did you feel you should have done something else? It was the wrong pick?
Oh, no, I really loved the job I had. I thought it was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done, but I always just wanted to work predominantly with computers. So
what course did you do?
I also did the IT support course in Generation.
And how have things gone for you since then?
Brilliant now. I started off after the course, I went with O'Brien Fine Foods, so Brady's Ham. And then after that, I've moved to a company called Strive Secure, and I'm learning more and more by the day now. So
it strikes me, Matthew, that one of the things about is if somebody didn't study tech, perhaps, or didn't study one of these areas that they might end up doing a Generation course in, half the battle would be feeling intimidated that, well, I don't really know about that, you know, and it could put somebody off.
I certainly agree. You know, I was thinking employers also would be intimidated by that as well. But generation not only gives confidence in the employee, the person who's trying to get hired, but personally, I don't think I would ever have been considered for the job I got had I not had the kind of accolade of going through a course like Generation. So it gave a huge amount of confidence to myself going into the interview as well.
And Ronan, the courses, because they're relatively short, is it all about hands-on practice? Is it about really like training for the job? Is that the way it's geared?
Richard, that's exactly what it is. It's, you know, when we put together a program, we actually work with employers to create that program. And, you know, half the program is based on the technical skills and the other part is all based on the soft skills. And I think the guys here would agree that it's the soft skills that makes such a difference. You know, to gain that confidence, we talk about transversal skills. You know, that is, you know, that is so important. But the other thing is role playing. You know, the guys here were doing a lot of role playing, because what we actually want is to make sure that our guys, our learners, are job ready from day one. You know, so when they secure that job, that they're right in there and they can start right away.
And to some extent, trying something new like that, Jordan, is about confidence. Did you feel that you needed a bit of a boost to confidence to go in and do it and the kind of things Ronan is talking about?
Oh, definitely. I think that the tech industry as a whole is a very scary thing when you're looking at it from the outside, especially when you don't really see too many ways into it. So being able to get on the course and get the hands-on experience, like through the role plays, and just build up your confidence slowly over the 12 weeks.
So what kind of role playing did you do then?
It was mostly like generic IT support issues. So say someone has an internet outage, we'd go through like all the ways we would need to troubleshoot that issue. And then we also kind of had a bit of fun where the person on the phone was annoyed because the internet's been out for a day now, stuff like that.
Did they teach you to tell people to switch the computer off and then switch it back on again? That's always number one,
that's
isn't it?
Rule number one.
So it is true. And Matthew, for you, was there a confidence thing to make this change?
Oh, certainly. I was directionless before I found it. And, you know, even before I'd even looked at the jobs I was going to interview for, it gave me so much more confidence in the future. Halfway through the course, I knew this was going to end well.
You just had that feeling.
Exactly.
Well, that's fantastic, and well done to all of you. And thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Ronan Harbison of Generation Ireland, and also Matthew Marr and Jordan Malloy. Thank you.